gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A guy that I love is Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. This is Cut 6. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and I was watching this. I said, man, I got to bring this to you. Talking about his opposition to the OSHA vaccine mandate and his support for a Parents' Bill of Rights legislation. This is the Missouri Senator last night on Laura Ingraham.
I think one of the points is to put the Democrats on notice and to put them on the record. Laura, I mean, this is an illegal mandate. Let's just be blunt about it. 100% clear, this is illegal. The president has no authority to order private citizens and private businesses to get a mandate against their will, to get a vaccine, rather, against their will. And we need to put the Democrats on the record as voting for this total lawlessness. But you know what? More than that, we've got to give help to those state attorneys general out there who are going to court right now as we speak, filing injunctions against this thing. I fully expect that this will get enjoined by the federal courts. It should, because again, there's no legal basis for this.
Yeah, tell you what, I want to take you live to Washington. Nancy Pelosi meeting live with the members of the media, and we'll take you there live
majority
now.
The majority leader of the House, Mr. Hoyer.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker, and thank you, Jim Clyburn, for the hard work that you and your work organization, but you in particular, have put forward in terms of getting the work done. What is the work? The work is two bills. They are the president's vision of a better and stronger America, a more competitive America, an America that reaches out to its working men and women, its families, to its children to educate them, to seniors to care, make sure that they're cared for properly. These two bills will make, as the president says, a generational change for our country. I believe that the votes today to pass the build infrastructure bill and to provide for a path forward by adopting the rule for the passage of the Build Back Better legislation will be a giant step forward. And I am absolutely convinced beyond a doubt that before Thanksgiving, the week of the 15th, we will pass the Build Back Better legislation.
There you have it. Steny Hoyer of Maryland, a part of leadership. And it'll be interesting to see if they go forward with this vote. They're going to have two votes, apparently. One on the infrastructure bill and the other, which will be on some sort of framework or it won't be the final bill for the Build Back Better. I'll just leave it at that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And a 131, look out for a crash there. It's consuming the right lane, and the on-ramp is blocked, too. Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. So make arrangements to get around that. Also, expect some delays as you try to work your way through the downtown Las Vegas area there on the 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. There's even what appears to be a rat rod on the side of the road. Looks like a 34 Chevy from the bird's eye view there. It's on the right shoulder there, so watch out for that or wave at him as you go by. He's doing some repairs on his 90-year-old car. Also, Eastern Avenue is closed at the 515 interchange.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Following the release of wide receiver Henry Ruggs, the Raiders need to create some wide receiver depth on the 53-man roster. They have done that by promoting receiver Dylan Stoner up from the practice squad. He signed with the Raiders as an undrafted free agent out of Oklahoma State in the spring. Raiders coming up their bye week. They match up against the Giants coming up on Sunday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they win over Ottawa yesterday 5-1. Jonathan Marchessault, he scores twice. Up next for the Golden Knights, they're going to match up against Montreal on the road coming up on Saturday night. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Psst, have you heard what's happening at Kohl's today? Black Friday deals. You can get an exclusive KitchenAid bundle for $349.99, $8.49 throws or pillows from the big one, and 50% off jammies for your families, which will be perfect for family photos. Did I mention the extra 15% off and the $15 Kohl's cash you get for every $50 spent? I'm on my way now. The deals are just too great to wait. Select style. Select deals valid through November 7th. The big one deals valid through November 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey Chuck, who uses Dollar Loan Center? I mean, do you have a typical customer?
Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. I think most people are surprised that our customers are 50-50 men and women and that our average customer makes over $40,000 a year. I can tell you this, our customers are great people and they're loyal to the DLC.
And how long do people usually keep their loans out?
If they want, they can keep the loan out for up to a year. But since we only charge interest for the time people have the loan out, most people pay it off in a matter of weeks to save the most money.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the advantages of moving the show up 3 hours is we get a chance to look in on news being made on Capitol Hill. Right now, Nancy Pelosi fielding questions from reporters in our nation's capital ahead of what looks to be two different votes on the Biden agenda bills. Listen to this.
That is my understanding. I whip the numbers all the time. I have my own. No, Mr. Clyburn has the official whip count. I have bigger secret would count. I don't tell anything that people tell me, not even you, my dear good friend, but I have a pretty good feel. We'll see, won't we?
Speaker Pelosi, the inability.
We'll see. Anybody else here?
Yes, Speaker Pelosi, your inability.
Please, okay.
We've seen this. There's going to be a vote. Okay, there's not going to be a vote. There's going to be a vote. There's not going to be a vote. At a certain point, do you worry that it starts to look like the Democrats can't get out of their own way?
No, welcome to my world. This is the Democratic Party. It is, well, Roger said it very well, wherever he is. And it is a party whose vitality and diversity is something that we all respect and admire. We are not a lockstep party. We are not speak as one person and nobody else needs to show up. And that exuberance is the vitality of our party, which we value and treasure and respect the different opinions within our party. One of the challenges that we have, though, because I've been here a long time, as have all three of us, in those days all of this would be done, but not on 24/7 platforms where their opinions going out, characterizations going out before anybody even knew what was going on. So it's an additional challenge, but I see every challenge as an opportunity.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your message to progressives who say they will not vote for this infrastructure bill?
Well, apparently we have a bit of a problem technically coming from the Hill, but it's once again just another reason why making the move to noon to 3 was a really wise one for this program, because we can take you where news is happening. Let's see if they've fixed that problem.
But not only that, what those jobs will create in terms of mass transit to protect the air, water projects to protect the water that their children drink, broadband so that we can have fairness in how people learn and buy and sell and get health care online. The list goes on and on, and it's very important that we pass it. So I hope that they would make a judgment on the merits of the legislation.
Speaker Pelosi, thank you. The inability of Democrats to pass this today, what does this show to the American
people? We're moving the Build Back Better along. This is the first major step. We have never, with all due respect to your characterization, we're in the best place ever today to be able to go forward. We have not had this level of progress in terms of where we are and build that, the BIF, Bipartisan Infrastructure Framework, what was called the Jobs Creation Legislation, and the opportunity to have a path to build back better for women. And for women, because there's so much in there that is liberating for women, women in the workplace, and dads too, who have home responsibilities, whether it's child care, whether it's elder care and home health care, whether it's children learning, parents earning with the child tax credit that helps pay the bills, in so many ways. And of course, we're very proud of the fact that in this legislation, we have the opportunity for people in the 12 states that did not embrace the Medicaid provisions of the Affordable Care Act to be taken under the Affordable Care Act. This is transformational. And everything I mentioned is supported by Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema. Everything that I just mentioned. There's some things that they may add, subtract, or whatever, but over 90% of the bill was built House, Senate, White House. So if there are a couple things at the end that are different, we'll deal with those. But this is, again, transformative, historic, and again, this is two giant steps forward today.
There you have it, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, live just outside of the floor of the Capitol, the House chambers, meeting with the media, and they're going to try and have two votes. sometime late this afternoon. Stay with Wayne Allyn Root, by the way, because he'll have the very latest on any of that sort of stuff going on. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allyn Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents. Conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So it looks like we're going to get the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed sometime tonight or this afternoon. It is going to happen. It's just a matter of when. The big thing is they don't have the votes, and they know they don't have the votes to pass the Build Back Better, or as we call it, the Build Back Broke bill. We don't have that. We don't have the votes for that yet. And that will be something that will be done in a week, in a month, or 2 months. But it's not going to be. Done today. It doesn't look like. I thought it was fascinating watching Steve Scalise, congressman from Louisiana, and his reaction, along with Eric Bolling on Newsmax, to the Tuesday night GOP victory. Let's go to Cut 5 real quick. See if we squeeze Cut 5 in. This is Cut 5. Steve Scalise, the congressman from Louisiana.
It was an exciting night. A lot of people thought that it was likely to happen. You could see the voter anger building up for months. And it was really because of all of this big government socialism. The buoy of it was probably this movement by parents who were being told by people like Terry McAuliffe that they shouldn't be involved in their kids' education. And he sided with the union bosses against parents, and the parents had the final say. And we're seeing issues like that, all of these big government socialism programs that are under attack. Voters rejected all of it. They rejected critical race theory. They rejected defund the police. You saw states like New York, Minnesota, not just Virginia, New Jersey, where the Senate president got beat by a guy who spent less than $10,000. That's a citizen grassroots movement like we haven't seen surely since 2009 and 2010 when we flipped the House last time and fired Nancy Pelosi. And to quote Kamala Harris, what happened in Virginia definitely foreshadows what can happen in 2022 and 24.
Yeah, you tell they weren't expecting that, because you're right. Kamala Harris had said prior to the election, said, hey, you know, what happens the next couple of nights, this is prior to the election, we'll have ripple effects in 2022 and 2024. Now she's going, oops, well, I shouldn't have said that. They brought out the big guns, though, didn't they? They brought Obama, they brought Biden's, they brought Kamala, and then finally, and Congressman, I think this was the nail in the coffin of Terry McAuliffe. The last person to speak on his behalf was Randy Weingartner, the chairman, the boss of the teachers unions. He really doubled and tripled and quadrupled down. And guess what happened? Parents mattered more this time.
That's right. You know, when you look at the big government socialists, they've always had disdain for people making their own decisions. They really do believe in government control. You know, whether it's Obamacare, if you like what you have, you can keep it, was a lie. They always intended to take away your plan if they didn't like your plan, and millions of people saw that. Here you had teachers union, the union bosses saying that kids shouldn't be in school, even though the science said kids should be in school. The parents were begging these school boards at the school board meetings, let our kids back in the school. And they were kicking out the parents. They arrested parents. They got the Justice Department through the union bosses to try to call the parents domestic terrorists. And at the end of the day, the parents had the last word, and it was overwhelming to reject that mantra of government knows best. It's government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And you saw the people show up in huge numbers. And I think you're going to see that again next year, because Pelosi keeps doubling down on the failed agenda that Biden had been pushing for these last 10 months.
And I want to say just a couple of things about Stephen Sweeney, the New Jersey State Senate president who lost re-election. And it didn't come down till yesterday, really, to newcomer Edward Durr, a Republican truck driver who spent all of about a couple of $1,000 on his campaign. Politico, which had referred to Sweeney as, quote, New Jersey's most powerful lawmaker, unquote, said that Durr's upset win dealt a, quote, severe blow to Democrats, as Sweeney was one of their most effective political machine. And he's out, and he's done. That, I think, is incredible. But we saw this across the country, whether it was Minneapolis and the defund the police and create a Department of Public Safety item, whether it was that or in Virginia. The fact is, they cleaned their clocks. The Republicans absolutely had their way with the Democrats. And I see no reason why it can't happen again in 2022. I really honestly do. I think this is a wave election just waiting to happen. If we don't screw it up, We're going to have a ton of Republicans who are going to jump into races knowing that this is going to be a wave election. We've already seen that, I think, to a certain degree here in Nevada. I think it's obvious what's going on here. When you have nine people waiting to run against Steve Sisolak, a lot of people are smelling blood in the water. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm Attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm Attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear Sean Hannity from last night, because this, to me, is vitally important. There was a controversy over in Glasgow where the president seemed unaware that we were going to be cutting $450,000 checks to illegal immigrants who were separated from family members. And I just want you, this is cut one, and this is Sean Hannity last night about Biden and the cutting those six-figure checks to illegals. Listen to this.
Now, Biden's woke DOJ, led by the far-left Merrick Garland, they're planning on issuing six-figure payments to certain illegal immigrants. Now, yesterday, a very bewildered and perplexed and befuddled Joe Biden denied that any such plan was in the works. As it turns out, Joe just wasn't in the loop, as usual. Today, his deputy press secretary said, yeah, Biden does actually support these payments. In other words, let me translate, our own Peter.